Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Howdy, ding dong, doodle, everybody. Welcome to your Friday afternoon news with myself, Adam Cleary. Yes, I'm still alive. And of course, Andrew H. Murray. The H stands for Andrew. How did we end up here? And it's because there's some very exciting news. We've got two stories for you. You're going to talk a little bit about.
I'm going to tell you why. I can't say why. That's Simon's gimmick. I'm going to tell you the real reason Cody Rhodes got his ass squashed by Malakai Black this week.
But between now and then, there is some very scintillating, very tantalizing Adam Cole news. Now, everybody's on sort of the edge of their seats like this.
Probably
like
four off.
Like
that.
Dying to know where he's going to end up, given there was this whole talk about his contract with WWE expiring. And oh, is he going to go to AEW? Is he going to go and do something else? All his pals are there, but he might have other aspirations elsewhere. And according to Big Banter, Uncle Dave Meltzer, and the Little Rascals at the Wrestling Observer newsletter, well, nobody knows, because he's currently negotiating two separate contracts, which as at the time of reporting, he's apparently not made his mind up. There is a big contract on the table for him at NXT, but he has also been talking to AEW, and as yet, a decision has not been made. Now, this might not come as like major surprise, this might not feel like a major shock, a major development in the story, but there was talk that he was just apparently shunning his current employers entirely and pursuing new other avenues, so the fact that that is at least on the table is nonetheless interesting. Now, you're wondering why I'm here. Obviously, they want to use my big business brain to try and give you a bit of context to this. I will say, if you're a big WWE stan, if you love your NXT, if you're hoping and praying that Adam Cole will not leave the major brand and stay there, and you are taking this news as some kind of indication that that might happen, I'm here to pour a little bit of cold water on that, because were I a major asset for my company, I mean, I've got to pretend, were I a major asset for my company and I was entering a renegotiation period, I would absolutely want to see what they were willing to do to keep me, so I could then present that information to any future employers and go, well, this is what I'm worth where I am, what are you going to do about it? Now, I'm not Adam Cole, baby. But that's my read of that situation. It's a smart man who would be considering every single option available to him. So I don't think this really indicates where he's going yet.
No, it's just kind of like a concrete report on stuff that we kind of assumed was going on, right? I mean, if you're a smart wrestling free agent, and they're all smart, of course they are, in the year of our leg 2021, you're absolutely negotiating with every single party, because why the heck wouldn't you? If Vince McMahon comes to you and goes, hey pal, I'll give you $100,000 and a bucket of Popeye's chicken, you're going to go to Tony Khan and go, hey, I want $200,000 and two buckets of Popeye's chicken. It's how the game works. There's levels of appeal on both sides, I think, for Adam Cole, right? AEW, like you said, all his mates are there. Britt Baker's there. Maybe he would look at that and think, hey, I could maybe do some of my own ideas there, as opposed to like this more rigid system over here in WWE. But at the same time, he has a great relationship with WWE higher-ups, according to the recent reporting from Fightful Select. Everyone's on very good terms there. He's very highly thought of. He's one of Triple H's boys. Another thing that I think might come into it is his Twitch stuff. He's big on Twitch, Adam Cole, very big on Twitch. Loves streaming and dreaming over on there. And obviously, the third-party platform ban on the main roster might impact him if he has long-term aspirations of going to Raw and SmackDown. He might have to make certain concessions. Zelina Vega's back in, however, and she's big on Twitch as well. We don't know what happened with that deal there, but I think there's a strong argument to be made that Adam Cole could end up pretty much anywhere. Gonna be a sought-after dude. AEW offering a contract. it makes all the sense in the world.
Obviously, the major upsides with AEW are that A, all his friends are there, and B, his girlfriend is there. But you're forgetting the major downsides to AEW, which is A, all his friends are there, and B, his girlfriend is there. Yeah. Like, sometimes it's just nice to be able to go see your buddies and go see your lass outside the confines of your own working environment.
Yeah, maybe all of this will come back around. But anyway, we're going to move on to our next story today. Cody Rhodes, he did something weird on this week's episode of Dynamite. Yeah. He retired, sort of. He had the Malakai Black match, of course, and then afterwards he cut the promos, insinuating that he was retiring. He took off his boots, he was going to leave them in the ring. It was a whole thing, and then Malakai Black returned and wiped him out with the crutch, that dastardly Malakai Black. But if you're wondering why, in particular, Cody lost in 4.5 minutes, was really one-sided. Black pinned him by putting his boot on his chest and being a cocky
the disrespect
bugger.
How the could disrespect.
You? How could you, Thomas?
But Thomas,
Dave Meltzer again in the Wrestling Observer newsletter. Can you tell the Observer's just come out? Has the reason for this, and it's the same as the reason for the Brody Lee loss, the quick loss last year. Cody's going away to film season 2 of the Go Big Show. So this was effectively a write-off. It was, one-sided pounding to send him away to television so that he can come back as a bigger deal at some point.
Andy, this is the Go Big Show. What are you talking about?
Of course. I mean, Paul White's already there. I don't understand the need for any of it. Is Snoop Dogg on that still? I don't know.
No, this is the Go Big Show, and I know that because as soon as it's finished, we all go home. So
yeah, there you go. So I've
not presented in a while, have I?
I kind of lost my train of thought here, but we've got to get to 8 minutes. So what do you reckon?
Cody's a man, again, my big business brain applying the situation here. Cody's a man who started AEW, was one of the founding members, but has aspirations beyond merely running a wrestling promotion. Not that there's anything wrong with running a wrestling promotion, is there, lads? But he's got aspirations beyond that. So him having his irons in other fires, his thumbs in other pots, or whatever the metaphors are for that, it makes sense. And as we know, with every single wrestler, if you are going to be out of the company for a while, you need to do so in a big question mark, big, oh, what's going to happen? Has he done this? Has he done that? Moment. Now, I need to query some of this. Did he steal his boot? Was there a boot stolen in this, or have I misread that somewhere?
Sort of. Cody, took it off, and it's like the symbolic thing of leaving your boots in the ring and stuff, and he was getting ready to bugger off and leave it in the ring, and Malakai, I almost called him Alistair. I called him Thomas earlier, it doesn't matter. He picked one up and looked at it and stuff. And, I think somebody in the crowd ended up getting the boots. It was a whole situation. Obviously, it's pro wrestling, right? Retirements aren't real.
This is
the Terry Funk rule, of course. We always talk about it. Whenever we talk about someone retiring in the news, the amount of times that guy stepped away and then came back into the ring and everything else. So when you see a retirement angle, especially on a young man like Cody Rhodes, who's 36, I want to say, but doesn't look a day over. He's a young looking guy.
So delighted you said a young man of 36. That gives me so much hope for the next couple of years, genuinely.
Yeah, believe it or not, Cody Rhodes is actually older than this ragged old mug. But, it's what they've done. It's the route they've chosen to go down. The retirement angle was divisive, but he'll be back.
I'm surprised that AEW have gone down this road. It's very, very transparent this man is not actually retiring situation. And they normally seem to be, above isn't the word, but hesitant to use these slightly carny, slightly ropey tricks, stuff that's very obvious to see. So I'm quite surprised they've done he's gone away, honest, don't watch any of the channels he might be on.
Yeah, he's the thing about Cody Rhodes in general, he does like to kind of, I don't want to say overly dramatize things, but put the big theatre spectacle on them.
He's an old-fashioned guy.
Yeah, he's like a popcorn guy, right? He's a big theatre pro wrestler. That's what his dad was. That's kind of what he's grown up on and everything else. So he would, rather than just mingling off into the silence and just disappearing after the squash, he's presented it as an angle, and it also gives him something to come back on when he returns, because he can go, Aleister Black, I've called him the wrong name again, Malakai Black. You ruined my big moment.
Where's my boot, son?
Yeah, exactly. And they did a similar thing with the Brody Lee angle, and then they had the great match when they came back and everything else. So be interesting to see if they go in that direction. But on Malakai's side of things, he came away from it all looking like a star. So there's two levels.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.